And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Greg Stotesbury from AFCO and the one and only fly caster extraordinaire Michael Maloney. It's going to be a great show here. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today is going to be, man.
Yeah, it is. Good friends in the studio and guys that really know what they're talking about. First, our good friend Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Greg?
Great to have you in the studio. And a newly married man, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Congrats, and married the lovely Vivian, who also works at AFCO.
Yes.
Which is just fantastic. And how was the honeymoon?
It was great. We spent it up in the June Lake Loop, like you know there, and fished in six different lakes and some couple of creeks and did some sightseeing and some hiking and all the stuff you do when you're up in the Eastern Sierras, and had a fantastic trip. And she managed to catch a couple of big trout, and I caught a couple, so it was good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And
nice.
And AFCO is just on fire.
Yeah. it's been a great season. I mean, if you're into offshore fishing at all in Southern California, you know it's been historic. But for us, it's been a great year. The hardware line is growing big time. We can talk a little bit more about that. But the clothing line is doing great. And, we just had a phenomenal season and looking forward to a great next year. We got a lot of new stuff coming.
Yeah. Clothing is beyond belief good. It's just amazing stuff.
It's been a lot of fun to see it grow. You know, the Guy Harvey and the AFCO line both have done great. And I know our guys just keep upgrading in fabrics and designs of the products that they're making. And You guys have seen all the new shorts and the new shirts and all the performance stuff. The performance stuff is just on fire right now.
Yes.
And we've got a bunch of new fabrics coming out and performance shirts that are going to be awesome. Guys are going to love them. Stuff that cools your body better than anything that anyone's ever seen before. And a lot of that stuff's coming up here in the next couple months.
The cool thing about AFCO clothes, too, is it's never something that just looks good. It always looks awesome, but more way over the top beyond that is the function is always so right. I mean, you guys just, every single thing that gets put out is a fisherman in mind first, always. The first plier pocket, everything. Everything down the line is always like, gosh, that's what we need.
Yes. Yeah, there's no question about it. And the multi-stretch fabric that you guys are coming out with now.
So killer.
Yeah. It just makes things so much more comfortable.
Yeah, the four-way stuff is pretty amazing. And that's, of course, all that we ever wear on the boats or anything else.
Yeah.
But the new performance fabric we're coming out with, we've got some stuff now that's jade-infused that wicks moisture better than anything anyone's ever seen before.
What? Now, wait a minute. Okay, I was stuck on the bamboo-infused, which is fantastic
it's
for
really
wicking.
Good.
This is better than that?
Yeah, this is way better than that. It's actually, and it sounds gimmicky, but there's jade crystals embedded in the fiber, and for whatever reason, don't ask me why, our designers can tell you, but this stuff wicks moisture away from your body quicker than anything else that's ever been developed in performance clothing. It's kind of the cutting edge, the latest, greatest. Not a whole lot of it out there yet. It's pricey. It's expensive. But we've just had a bunch of this stuff being tested by a bunch of our AFCO pros that are out there. I think I had 5 or 6 different guys wearing it, and their comeback has just been, it's unbelievable.
Whoa.
And this is for, you know, hot, sweaty, the kind of conditions we deal with down in Mexico.
Sure.
Out here this year. The stuff is incredible in performance product because it just wicks the moisture away. And, you know, you stay comfortable. You don't overheat. You don't get sweaty. That's what it's all about.
When are we going to see that?
You know, the introductions for this stuff are coming right after the first of the year.
Okay.
I think the actual product shipment dates are sometime in, like, March or April. So it's coming quick. We don't have it right this minute. But, hey, the stuff we've got now, that Samurai performance stuff, has just been on fire.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great, great. So tell us about that.
Well, the Samurai is a lightweight performance fabric that wicks really well. It's very, very comfortable to wear, very lightweight, very, very thin, but has great SPF protection. The cut of the garment, you know, we have it both in a hooded version, which a lot of guys love that because they can immediately cover their neck and ears and all that. But we've also got it in a non-hood version, which I prefer because I wear a separate mask and pull that up.
The AFCO face mask, which I wear all the time.
Yeah, it's a very, very popular garment. But so the Samurai stuff has been super popular. I think our most popular single shirt that we've got out right now is Samurai.
Samurai.
And
it's great stuff. I wear it.
It's
wonderful.
It's so nice, too, for the way we fit for Southern California offshore fishing because, you know, almost always, especially this time of year, it's cool in the morning, so you've still got sleeves. And it does. It's just nicer when you're running out. But then, obviously, come 9 o'clock, it's hot, and you're, you know, and it keeps you very cool. They're just perfect. I really like it.
Yeah, and the price point on it's really good, too. I mean, you're talking about a garment that's under $40 at retail, so it's... It makes a lot of sense for a lot of guys, and it's not ridiculously expensive and performs well. And I mean, I'm wearing that with a hooded sweatshirt, you know, most of the time, and then put a shell over the top of that, and you're pretty much good to go for everything that we'll ever see here.
Yeah. Now, let's not forget AFCO's roots, which is American Fishing Tackle Company.
Yes.
Which is what AFCO stands for. And you have morphed from, and still do a lot, you know, AFCO guides, the best, AFCO butts, AFCO harness, belts, all the different... Tackle products are still an important focal point for AFCO.
Oh, absolutely. That's the backbone. I mean, that's where we come from. That's, what, of course, what I'm all about. And the hardware side of the business has been my passion for 30 years now. And we've got a ton of new product coming out this year. We've got a bigger fighting belt. We've got a price point aluminum fighting belt that we're coming out with that's smaller.
Really?
But this big belt, this Vallarta belt that we're coming out with, a lot of guys have asked us for something bigger than the Clarion belt that we've had for years. So this Vallarta is 25% larger.
Oh.
And I just got the samples in this week. Matter of fact, the very first sample that we had was the one we used to catch that 430-pound blue marlin here a few weeks ago. Along with the MaxForce XH harness. So we've got a bigger, heavier harness now, thicker padding, more lumbar padding. So we've upgraded in that area. And then this lighter belt that I was talking about, the stamped aluminum Arena is what we're calling it, the belt 4. So it's a smaller price point belt, you know, for the guy that wants to fish sailfish or fish in Baja or whatever. And we've got a new set of guides we're coming out with, billet aluminum guides.
Cool.
Super big knot clearance for the giant tuna crowd or the, you know, the 130 to unlimited crowd that's fishing blue marlin, black marlin, whatever. That's coming right after the first of the year. We've been busy with those now for
a
while.
Wow, it's exciting, man.
There's nothing going on at AFCO.
Yeah,
right?
Right? That's
both
cool.
Both sides, both sides. And, of course, let's get to our friend Michael Maloney, who don't, it's going to, he's, I got to explain to our listeners. Michael's been on the show. It's been about 10 years, I believe, right, Michael? And it's really hard sometimes to get him to talk. He doesn't like talking much, so he's
a little shy.
He's a little shy. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
how are you?
Step right up to that mic. So.
How are you?
Yeah,
good morning.
See what I mean about him being shy. Right. Yeah. So, Michael, you are all this hardware talk. Of course, the clothing perfect for you, but all this hardware talk is not really what you're into. You are on the fly side, right?
I am. Yeah. I just kind of stuck. I used to do a lot of fishing with my grandfather in Hawaii, and it was really great. I learned a lot about marlin fishing, but the fly fishing just kind of, I got attracted to that. And then when I found out we could fly fish in saltwater in the early 70s and do stuff with our tarpon rods, take them over to Hawaii, it created another exciting thing for me.
Yeah, and so that's what you do. You're a saltwater guy.
I am. That's most of my fly fishing right there, and it's just something that I enjoy. You know, we talk about our surfing and stuff like that, so it's a natural conduit to everything.
No doubt about it. So you are a casting instructor, and I've taken several lessons from.
So have I.
And he is
something good, guys.
You make it. I don't know. For me, you made it easy. I mean, that's the thing, and that's what fly fishing is. Everybody gets so intimidated about casting a fly rod, but it's easy. Isn't
it is. It is. And the funny thing is, when I was really young, I was fishing with my grandfather and some of his buddies. They were all hunting buddies. And somebody needed a little help. My grandfather said, go ask my grandson. And somebody said, he's 12 years old. He goes, go ask my grandson. Well, one of the things I really enjoyed while I was really into fishing, I loved helping people. And all of a sudden I said, you know, I really like teaching casting in any conditions. And I started bone fishing when I was 10 years old on a trip to Florida, learning how to wind cast. And I realized a lot of my buddies who were trout fishing up in the Sierras, when the winds came up, they went to take a little nap, and I said, no, this is really pretty simple stuff. It's common sense. So it's really simple, and all you need to do is show some people a couple little things, and they go, I didn't think it was that simple. But if I can do it, truly, anybody can do it.
So, Greg, he showed you.
He did. You know, I spent, Michael and I fished together several times, but he spent about an hour, hour and a half with me in a park over near my house, and I think we had some paper plates and no fly on the rod, and just the things that he showed me in a few minutes stuck, and it's kind of like riding a bike. Every time I go back now, I remember the things that Michael taught me. And, I mean, I was no fly fisherman when I started fishing with Michael. And just in that short period of time, in a few of the little tips and tricks that he showed me.
That's awesome.
I mean, I can pick the fly rod up now and do just fine. And even up in the Sierras, I had the fly rod out. And
I was going to ask.
I spent some time with the fly rod and, you know, just remembering what Michael taught me and how to handle the rod and how to position the rod when I was casting. I mean, I can pick it up after not touching it for a year and do just fine. So I thank him for that.
Kind of like riding the bicycle, right?
Just like riding the bike. Man, you get back on and pick that rod up and lay the fly out, and it's all good.
And especially in this year, but in a lot of situations, fishing with a fly is more effective than fishing conventional a lot of times,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it caters to those types of zones, especially when you're in a river or up in the Sierras in a beautiful place, or even on the flats at Christmas Island. Ricky learned that. It definitely is the better weapon, right?
It is, and it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, we have fun with our friends as we get older. Greg and I were just talking. It's about the friends, you know, that we spend time with on the water, and a mutual friend where we met together, Kenny Carman of Miami. We were fishing last year in Marco, which I hadn't fished the west coast of Miami for years. And, excuse me, Kenny said, as I'm chasing this little redfish into a mangrove, I said, what would get you out of the water really quick? And he's talking from a boat, and I'm in the water, and I go, just one thing will get me out of the water. He goes, a bull shark. He goes, well, you need to look behind you 50 feet. And I said, how big? And he goes, I don't think anything smaller than 450 pounds, so I'd get out of the water. So you have humorous moments, too, that are worthwhile.
That's cool.
And you move relatively quickly.
For me, real quick, which is pretty funny to see.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk more about that, talk about all kinds of stuff. But one of the things Greg is involved in, and actually testifying tomorrow morning at the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the meeting with longline gillnet issue. There's no decisions going to be made tomorrow, right, Greg? But you're testifying.
That's correct. They're gonna talk about swordfish management, which really what they're talking about is, you know, how to harvest swordfish and gear types and where that resource is going to go. It's all about the highly migratory species, which for us, you know, reed marlin, tuna, swordfish, and sharks.
Yes.
And they're going to have some discussion on that tomorrow morning. And there's kind of a movement afoot to possibly replace the existing drift gillnet fishery with longlines. And that's kind of what I'm going to speak to. We fought this battle back in the early 90s with guys that wanted to bring longlines in. There were elements of the commercial sector that thought longlines would be a good option for us here in California. And, you know, they're the second most wasteful fishery by pounds of catch of any fishery in the universe. And longlines have caused problems everywhere they've been. It's destructive gear. Of course, drift gillnets are super destructive as well. But
would these longlines replace drift gillnets?
I think that's what some guys are thinking, is that for the drift gillnet fishery, which is down to 20 guys now, they basically have either fished themselves out of fish or had so many conflicts with species that they bycatch that they've been so heavily limited that they haven't been able to make a go of it. And I think the thought is that these are American fishermen and we need to find another fishery for them. Maybe longlines would be a good option. And I'm just saying, hey, longlines are not a good option. Yeah. I mean, do you realize the Hawaii fleet caught 11,000 billfish last year and killed all but 60 of them?
All but 60.
Yes. 11,000. 11,000.
That's the Hawaii longline.
Yeah, 5,000 of those were marlin.
Wow.
So do we want that here? I mean, I like to eat seafood, and a lot of people like to eat seafood, but I'm just not thinking that longlines are a good choice for Southern California.
Here's the other issue, too, is that this will be creating a new fishery. These guys are not allowed to fish these areas now, and so what we're saying to them is, hey, come on in. Put your longlines out, right?
They're not allowed within 200 miles of here, and I know there's some longline fish being landed here. I'm assuming it's caught outside of 200 miles, but it's not something that we need here. I mean, our fishery's been beat down enough as it is. You know, striped marlin are reserved for the recreational sector. They have been for many, many years, I think since the 30s. So if you put long lines out here, how are they going to keep from catching striped marlin and sharks, and let alone swordfish, which they're going to target, turtles, birds, whatever. I mean, there's their history of bycatch and shark finning and all the other things that go along with long lining. There's a long, long history. That's why they're super limited on the East Coast. That's why most of these guys that are in Hawaii came from the Gulf. They were down in the Gulf, and now they're in Hawaii. And yeah, I'm sure they're licking their chops wanting to get here. Not a good answer for us.
Yeah, no. So tomorrow morning basically is a hearing. The public is invited to this hearing, right?
Absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
Pacific Fisheries Management Council, and the hearing is in Garden Grove. And if you go online, I'm sure you can find all the info on that. I think that they start hearing the highly migratory species swordfish part of the deal starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we'll be up there early. Bright and early tomorrow, and I think the first half of the day is going to be all about HMS.
So you want to be a part of the process, be involved in there. I know CCA California, a new organization, we're heavily involved in that and going to be having a presence there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think Wayne's going to be up there, and I know that Bob Kurz from IGFA will be there. Of course, I'll be there, and that'll be going on. I think it's at the Hyatt on Harbor Boulevard in Garden Grove. Tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
At 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. All
yes.
Right. It's a very important meeting because there's going to be people hearing all the sides.
Right.
From the environmental side to the recreational fishing side to the commercial side.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of that process, you want to find out what's going on, the public is welcome to
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about.
Well, you're not kidding. You want to talk about two fun guys and full of information. This is going to be a fantastic show and a lot of fun, and I'm sure a very busy one on the phone. So if you want to get through, this is your best shot right now. We have two lines available for you. If you want to get through to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, and first is our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of fishing today, talking great gear and having a lot of fun doing it, we are also giving away a really cool prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new AFTCO Socorro belt and the AFTCO Max Force harness. And, boy, sure appreciate Greg and everybody at AFTCO for letting us give away such a fantastic prize. What great timing with big fish season around the corner, all this big tuna that we're going to be hearing about later in the show from the guys in the lower banks and the guys down below. A fantastic big fish belt and harness combo. Again, that Socorro belt and the Max Force harness, perfect for going and pulling on a big one. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit yamahaoutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participants. Yamaha or dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Hey, having a great time here with Mr. Michael Maloney. And also, Mr. Greg Stotesbury from AFCO, and talking all kinds of stuff, talking AFCO clothing, AFCO hardware, lots of good stuff going on here in Southern California, and still fish are biting. Check out our Facebook page. Ricky did it again. I don't know whether we can call you Rock Cod Rick anymore or not. We might have to change your name to Wahoo Rick.
I'll take it. No problem.
You've had,
I think the moniker's changed.
You and your friends have had quite a few occasions on Southern California Wahoo, and Thursday was another one.
Yeah,
on the new boat from West Coast Marine.
How cool is that? That was the best part about it. Yeah, Thursday was our first day of getting to do a fishing trip on the new boat. We took it out for a couple hours.
You don't even have an electronic.
We have nothing on the boat. That was the funniest part about the story. People are like, where'd you catch a fish? I'm like, I got no idea, man. We don't even have a machine. Like, I was navigating on the Terrafin mobile app on my cell phone was what got us to the edge of the canyon, and we just started trolling along, and it was awesome. Yeah, first time on the new boat, 25 Parker center console. I'm absolutely in love with the new boat. It's perfect. For what?
300 four-stroke Yamaha outboard on the back.
For what my boat partner Neil and I do, a lot of surface iron fishing, day trip. It is the most perfect boat we could ever imagine. It's just
a lot of room.
It's huge. For what I'm used to, it is just huge. It's very beamy, very wide, dry, and it handles, you know, afternoon San Diego, Southern California wind chop. I mean, just perfect. You know, we didn't know it could be like this. You know, we fished previously out of a 19-foot center console, and having this 25, it is just, it's a different world, and I can't wait. And, you know, you always wonder about a new boat. Oh, I hope this thing gets bit. You know, some boats get bites. In our very first trip ever, we had six Wahoo bites, and we got four of the fish, and just epic. The first fish that ever came over the rail of our new boat was a Wahoo.
It was a Wahoo. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty rad.
That's pretty awesome. So check that out on our Facebook page. Let's Talk Hookup. If you haven't friended us on Facebook, please do so. Of course, we do Instagram, too, and then our website, hookup1090.com, has all of those links right at the top right page corner of Let's Talk Hookup, hookup1090.com. You can link with our YouTube channel. You can link with our Instagram and our Facebook page and see Ricky with his yet again Wahoo out there. December, let's see, correct me if I'm wrong, December 12th or November the 12th was the date on that Southern California Wahoo bite.
It was November 12th, dude. How crazy is that?
Unbelievable.
Mid-November and they're snapping.
Yeah, and still marlin around too, right, Greg?
There are, yeah. My brother's boat had a big weekend last weekend. I think they had 17 marlin. They had 15 stripers and 2 blue marlin.
And that's in Mag Bay, right?
I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right straight out in front of Redondo, 30 miles.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
They were 17 for 24 bites.
A pretty amazing season.
Yeah, it goes beyond anything that we can even measure, not only historically, not in terms of everybody that's alive, but it's never been like this.
No.
Nobody's ever seen it like this. Nobody's ever caught Wahoo like this. Nobody's ever caught 400-pound blue marlin 9 miles from the slip in Dana Point. I mean, it's just been ridiculous. What are we going to do when the fishing gets back to normal?
I don't know. What is normal anymore,
yeah.
Right?
But, you know,
that's the question.
We lived through some very, very lean marlin years, and this year it was so fun to go out with an expectation of having multiple shots at fish in the wake, having
multiple
hookups.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michael had a triple and 2 doubles last weekend.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
And he said if he'd had more, he had 5 people on the boat. He said if they'd had more people, they could have had more multiple hookups.
Wow.
There's nothing like driving away from the dock and knowing you're going to hear the clicker go off. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's this whole Wahoo thing blows me away. I mean, it's kind of been centered more down here. I did one trip where we drug around for him up above and we didn't get one. But what's amazed me, too, is the size of the fish. I don't know what size your fish were the other day, Rick, but I'm hearing lots of fish over 50.
All slugs, and, you know, we were saying that same thing. I've had a chance now over the last few years to fish a little bit of long range, not by any means lifetime or a ton, but plenty of trips down below. The average Wahoo that we catch on a long range trip is probably 30 to 35 pounds. Like, that's how much they weigh. And do you get bigger ones occasionally? Of course. I don't even think I've seen a 35 pounder from up here this year. They're all 40
lots
and 50s. And we have a fish over 65 and a fish over 70 on the boat this year. They're all giant ones.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Even up at Santa Cruz, we saw a couple of them free jump up there, and a couple of guys got bit off up at Santa Cruz 2 weeks ago when we were up there.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz Island.
Still November.
That's
This is the end of October.
Oh, okay. Yeah, end of October. Yeah.
Right
off your house, Michael.
I should try fishing.
Yeah. So one of the things about AFCO, too, is you guys have a phenomenal website. And Matt Florentino, who's one of your ET guys, or AT, or IT guys?
IT.
What is IT.
IT.
Thank you very much.
Matt is
amazing.
Such a sharp guy.
He was raised right by Benny.
Yeah,
so
he was.
Like, he knows his stuff, both fishing as well as when it comes to the web, too. And one of the things that was sent out yesterday was this new video. You have a lot of YouTube videos and a lot of channels on that website, and there's this amazing video on the AFCO website, which is AFCO.com, right?
That's correct. It's AFCO.com.
Yeah, and several of them. One of the new ones that Ricky and I watched yesterday is really interesting from Panama, the Buscando video.
Yeah, one of the series of the surface tension videos, which are so cool put together. It's just youthful, rad editing, killer footage, and it's awesome. It's the fourth one in that series, and you have to go scope it out. It is really cool.
And you can look at all the different AFCO clothing, all the different AFCO hardware at AFCO.com. Very, very well done website.
Yeah, all the videos really go to the heart of what we're all about. I mean, it's cool because those are trips that we're actually on. And the guy
that you have to go, right? It's field research.
You have to go.
Yeah.
But that trip in Panama, Bill was on that trip, and it was amazing. I think they fished, I think it's called the San Blas Islands. It's an area down there that doesn't get a whole lot of pressure. and they were doing a mothership deal, and they had, I believe Jason Arnold is the guy that did a lot of the production on that video, and he is amazingly talented. And he does it all. It's, if you look, every one of those videos has got underwater, surface stuff, and then drone stuff thrown in with it. So you get the triple perspective, which is really a cool deal when they edit it all together.
Yeah.
It's not often where you watch a video and you have that experience like you were there, and it just, and as soon as it's done, you are so stoked and fired up and want to go fishing. You know, Folks has that, and some of the killer Bill Boyce footage has that, where you watch it when it's put together, you're just, your adrenaline is up, and you want to go, and you feel like you were there, and this is 100% how that is. It's awesome.
And there's several videos like that on AFCO.com.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them on there, and a lot more coming. I mean, that's kind of a big deal for us, and I know that Matt and his team are as part of the marketing, they work really hard on getting the proper kind of footage up there that not only is very, very interesting, but also, of course, has our product involved.
Yes.
So it's a really great medium for us to get the word out on our gear and how it's used and how we use it and all that. So good stuff.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. There's only one line available. If you want to get through, here's your chance. It's not going to last for long. It's 858-457-1090. Open right now.
You got it. Well, let's jump right into them and start it off this morning with Hills, who's called us from Ventura this morning. Hills, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started off.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Great, Hills. Good morning.
Hey, a little bit of my question got answered. Now you guys talking about fishing and Greg's brother with that amazing day, but I was going to ask if Greg and Zane have been out there and how they've done, and also, do you think it's going to hold up for another couple weeks?
I think Hills, it's kind of starting to fall apart a little bit up there. It's the water has cooled off at Santa Cruz and Anacapa there, where my brother and I have been spending a lot of time up there. I think a lot of that fish has started to slide down to Catalina. I had a friend that was out the last couple of days, and I think they had four bites and caught one fish. And I'm guessing they were somewhere between Santa Barbara Island and the west end of Catalina.
And we have friends out today, too, looking.
Yeah, beautiful weather out today. I know Dave Elm is back out today, our production
Dave
manager.
Oh, Dave is, yeah.
So there's still a bunch of guys out chasing it.
And there's still fish around. I mean, wouldn't be a bit surprised if that stuff slides down south a little bit and maybe the guys off of San Diego or Orange County get a shot at that?
I think there could be a chance of that, Pete. I'm guessing that the majority of that fish is probably going to slide to the outside.
Yeah.
I think if I was fishing, I'd be looking between the 499 and the 267, the outer 267, not the inner one.
Okay.
So basically west end of Clemente to the west end of Catalina and in between. If you look at the temperature structure out there, it's kind of set up right for that fish to go out kind of to the southwest rather than the southeast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing that's where the bulk of that fish will be. There's not many guys get out off the west end of Clemente, but traditionally guys back in the day like Carl Kogler and the guys that are really sharp, they know to fish the outside because that's where a lot of that fish is going to go.
There are guys that say that a lot of this fish that we're seeing is not necessarily southern fish, it's more Hawaii fish.
I think there's absolutely no doubt that all this blue marlin and the majority of the striped marlin that we saw were definitely out of the west, not out of the south.
Interesting.
Yeah, no question about it.
All the feed that they're on, the presence of all those spearfish around, the wahoo, you know, when we cut those wahoos up yesterday, the day previous, they all had bullet tunas inside them. It's different feed and different fish, and it just has a different feel than a traditional fish coming up the coast of Mexico.
Yeah, a lot of that marlin we caught up there, and a lot of the fish that we've been releasing will come up, and, you know, of course, when you grab the leader, a lot of times they'll come up and puke out whatever they've been feeding on. The majority of what we've seen is not just squid, but baby yellowtail.
Interesting.
They're macking on those baby yellowtail.
That's so rad.
Wow.
So cool.
Pretty amazing. Hey, Kills, thanks a lot for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Lou? He's calling us from Fillmore this morning. Lou, good morning. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lou.
Great.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to the AFCO people because I just ordered some board shorts and T-shirts that were on clearance. You guys sent out that e-blast, and I can't say enough about them. They were just phenomenal and at a great savings.
Thanks for that, Lou.
Also, I've got the harness and belt, one of the older ones, and some of the older 15, 20-year-old downrigger and outrigger clips, and they just keep going and going and going. They're not junk. They are top quality, and just wanted to say thank you for putting out a great product.
Thanks for that, Lou. I really appreciate it. We we strive to make the best stuff, and you know, when you make high end stuff, you want it to last for many years. So appreciate it. Glad you're having a great experience with it, and hope you had a good season out there this year.
And here's the thing about AFCO is all of the guys are anglers. I mean, they come from angling. Bill Shedd, the president, is, I mean, and his dad, Milt Shedd, I mean, they just, like, they are fishermen, and that's what they do. And you've been there for how many years, Greg?
I hate to say it, Pete, but 30 years.
30 years.
Ah, that's rad, Greg.
How about that, huh, Maloney? Like, whoa.
And like you said, you know, you're talking about Dave, you know, production manager. Oh, he's out fishing the last 2 days. And, I mean, that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
That's what you live and breathe, and that's the reason the products work like they do.
On a season like this, for all of us that are fishing addicts, basically drug addicts working in a pharmacy, it was a tough year to be in the shop.
Oh, yes.
When the weather's really nice. Luckily, this year we had a lot of good weekend weather. But
a lot of weekend weather.
And we were kind of blessed with that, unlike last year. But, when the fishing's good, we have a whole lot of employees that I think are, you know, they're thinking more about being on the
they're
water
nuts,
than anything else.
Yeah. They are. They're nuts.
Fishing nuts. And that's why, like, when you put on an AFCO belt and harness, they work. They fit. They do the job.
Yeah, Pete, we don't make anything that we don't personally use.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that comes out of the hardware side of the business, we vet that stuff thoroughly.
Yeah.
I mean, the very first trip with our new AFCO Max Force harness, we've got now a bigger one, an XH harness. The very first trip was the trip where we caught the 430 Blue Marlin and on my boat. And we had Dr. Hansen, who caught the fish. We had him wired up with, you know, 100-pound line and 30 pounds of drag and fishing that big Shimano 50 LRS. And
the right stuff.
Yeah, the right stuff. If the gear doesn't work, you know, we're not going to put it out.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple.
I'm sure there's probably tons of stories of things that you guys have tried that didn't work, and you probably invested time and money into, but AFCO doesn't put things out that aren't the highest of quality.
I won't even give you the list, Rick, but there's
whole
lot of stuff over the years.
You've seen some of the stuff that never made it to the production.
Yeah, it just didn't meet the standard.
Gotta be right.
It didn't work for us.
I mean, some of the stuff I thought, well, what's wrong with this? I don't like this, man. This is good, right, Michael?
It is. You know, a couple of years ago, Greg had given me a belt because we were chasing sailfish for God knows how many years. And he said, gloves, do you wear gloves? I said, we just try to watch out for the line going out and not burst. Try these gloves. So I thought, this is pretty trick stuff. And when we changed over to saltwater fly fishing, you know, there were some great pioneers in the business of saltwater. But in the 70s, very few people did it. And, you know, if you didn't fish for trout or salmon, you were pretty much a barbarian. Well, you know. Anyway, so we were chasing big fish, but the clothes you wore, everything you wore, we were making belts because we were doing stupid things with 750 grain line, making 15 to 17 weight custom rods. I mean, just lunacy, but, you know, that's the way fly fishing is. It's a lot of fun. But when Greg gave me some of this gear, I said, you know, it may be a small market for you, but you need to tell people in the fly fishing business you've got durable pants because big saltwater, you know, fly fishing, it's a different world. It's much more abusive. The gloves, the belt just work perfectly. And we weren't used to having those things. We're used to jamming a butt section in our gut and then doing really ridiculous things with a fish that we probably shouldn't even have on our, you know, 10-kilo tippet. So it's been great gear for me.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a new glove that you just came out with.
Yes.
It's kind of like a crossover glove, right? It's kind of a sun glove, but it's really you can wire with it too.
Yeah, it's essentially a sun glove on the back, but the interior palm, which is made out of a synthetic leather that you wouldn't be able to tell that it's not leather.
Yes.
It's very thin, but we put a special closed cell padding in there in the palm area. So it makes the glove the ideal glove for any kind of paddle sports, but also for fly fishing. It's got finger protection for jigging and popping, and for the guys that are going to use the stuff for jigging and popping. It's a very lightweight glove called the Solmar UV, and we've got it both in a full finger and a short finger. But those little Solmar gloves, I've sent them to a bunch of Michael and I's mutual friends down in the Keys. Guys like Rush Maltz and Rick Murphy and a bunch of those types down there have been fishing with these things. They love them.
Yeah.
But even my kayak guys, I've got a bunch of the kayak guys,
sure.
Like guys are watching Pacific Warriors. If you look closely at the guys over there, John Tabon is one of them. He's wearing those things, and he loves them for any of his paddle sports. So he's going right from paddling the kayak to using the things to fighting a big fish.
Pretty awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of fighting big fish in places like Panama where you go, We have the cast man, Richard Castaneda, on the line.
You got him, man. It's time for that Cast News Report, which today is sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system that features a unique weldless construction. Unistrut metal framing is a time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. You can come see the largest selection of Unistrut at Job Site Supply. Or for more info, check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And there he is, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Hey, Pedro.
Castman.
Hey, man, see if you can snag a couple of them fighting gloves. We need them for the Christmas Island trip to
yes, you do.
Big bonefish, man.
Oh,
so make sure
yeah.
You,
what about Panama, man? We're going to be doing a lot of popping there.
Well, that's true. That's, you better get about a half a dozen.
Okay, all right, you got it.
We'll get you rigged up. Not a worry.
Hey, anyway, fishing down in Cabo, San Jose del Cabo, is pretty good right now. It's really been picking up in the last 2 weeks, as you can tell by my reports. The good news, Dorado are starting to come back in, and they're good-sized Dorado. Not real jumbos, but you're getting, you know, fish anywhere between 15 and 25 pounds. So some nice quality Dorado coming, and they're just coming in more and more and more. And I think as the waters cool up here in the north part of California, you're gonna see those fish migrate back down into the warmer waters. Wahoo, same thing there. Good wahoo bite going on for the San Jose del Cabo boats fishing up inside the Sea of Cortez there around Vinarama and the Ayman. Nice fish. I think this last week biggest fish was about 54 pounds, So like I said, it's a pretty good wahoo bite going on. Look for that to get better. My group is down there right now. They got in yesterday. Today's their first day of fishing, and they'll be fishing today, tomorrow, and Monday. And I think they're hitting it just perfect. I can't wait to get the reports back from them when they get back, and of course with pictures. But some really good fishing there. As far as the billfish, still a striped marlin down there, sailfish, a few blue marlin. Not quite a one per boat per day average, but pretty good there. Over in Mazatlan there, they're doing pretty well on the billfish there, mostly sails. They're getting a few stripers, getting a few tuna in the mix. And we moved down to Zihuatanejo, an Ixtapa area down there. Blue water is between about 10 miles out of the harbor. They're fishing between 10 and 20 miles out. Lots and lots of bait in the water. Man, they see those birdfish, those birds feeding on those fish. And that's the time to zoom on over there, get your lines in, and quite a bit of billfish there, mostly sails there, but they are getting a few blue marlin in the mix, some tuna. Inshore, the water turned green this past week, so the rooster fish bite, they're getting them to follow the lures, but they're not hitting them, but they are getting plenty of jacks along the beach, along the surf line there at Zihuatanejo. Pete, that's the report. Just to let everybody know, I still got about 4 or 5 spots left on our Christmas Island trip in May. Anybody wants to join me in that trip? Or any other trip in the Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right. Hey, yeah, that sounds like fun. I can't believe you still have spots available on Christmas Island next May.
Nor can I.
Yeah, that's such a great trip, such an awesome experience.
Such an exotic destination. I talked for a while to Mark Gillette about it, who was on our show just a couple weeks ago, and he heard us kind of talking about it, and he said, I got to go.
He's going.
Yeah, he was just wanting the full rundown, everything about it, and we were talking about all the different trips, and he was so torn on the two Cast Tours trip, Pesca Panama and Christmas Island, trying to weigh out the options, and we talked for about 20 minutes just BSing over, you know, how do you pick between those two destinations, both being such cool spots?
Just go to both.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's
hey,
a good answer.
Hey, Ricky, I'll make it easy.
I'm ready. We're listening.
Tell them Pesca Panama trip sold out. That's why I've got space on Christmas Island.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Cass, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Boys, see you later.
See you, Cass. Again, that catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it's long-range season right now, which means it is time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. You know you're going to go on your long-range trip in a few weeks, and you know you're going to use Fisherman's Processing. So if you pre-book your order, you'll be the very first in line when your trip returns. You'll be the first fish cut when that boat hits the dock. Your same-day service, Fisherman's Processing is so fast. You know, we watch it all the time down at the landing. guy will hang out, go out to breakfast, and, you know, he'll be kind of kicking around in the shops, and, oh, I'm waiting for my fish to get cut, and he'll look down at his watch. Next thing you know, cell phone's ringing. Hey, your fish is already done an hour later. Time to hit the road and head back up the line. It is such an awesome service, and I highly recommend it. If you know you're going on a trip, they're so accommodating down there. Just call Sean, call Rosie, say, hey, I'm going fishing. I'm on the, you know, I'm on the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star. I want to get my fish cut with you guys, and boom, that puts your order in the first to be cut when that boat hits the dock. It's an awesome service. If you want more information, you can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more info or more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. If you want to get through, this is a great shot. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start this one off with Cliff? He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Cliff, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How's it going today?
What's up, Cliff?
Great. Well.
Hey, congratulations, Ricky, on getting some right blood on that boat for the first time out, man. I love it. Well, I have to hear more about that story, but I also want to know about those new shirts with those with that technology about the drawing. Are you going to apply that to the mask also?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Drawing like the samurai?
The jade fabric you want to know if that's ever going to be in a mask or anything like that.
Yes, it is. It is. As a matter of fact, we had some sample masks, and I've got four different guides in the Keys right now wearing them. They absolutely love them because your face is so sensitive to heat and to the evaporation of sweat and all that.
Yeah,
that's a great question because we did have the jade-infused fabric down there, and to a man, every one of our guys, these guys are full-time on-the-water guys. Rush Maltz, Steve Lamp. I mean, these guys are
good. Yeah.
And they absolutely love that jade fabric on their face.
What's interesting about that face mask, the AFCO face mask, is it kind of was, that whole concept was born in Florida, right, Michael? I mean, you knew about it before. Fly Guys were the guys that basically started it, right?
Yeah, we used to look like criminals when we were kids with a bandana wrapped around, and then somebody popped up with that great idea, how many years, but
And now, here, everybody's starting to realize, geez, we have blazing sun in Southern California too, right? And we should wear AFCO face masks.
Boy, especially this season, it was so hot out there, and all that reflected light off the water is what kills me.
Yeah.
And so I know we wear them every single trip now, but you never used to see anybody wear them. Yeah. I remember the first trip we went out with one of my middle brother that doesn't fish much. He went with us, and he got on the boat. And we're running out, and we're all masked up. And he goes, are we going fishing, or are we going to go rob a bank?
Yeah.
I remember Bill Shedd years ago telling me the face mask. When you go to Florida, he said, you see way more people wearing that than you see wearing a ball cap. And I look at him like, you're crazy, man. There's no way. No way I'm ever going to wear one of those things. And there's no way that's going to be a thing out here. You go fishing today, and there's more of that than there is not. I mean, it's the right thing.
Well, and also you stay cooler. You don't. The concept is kind of hard for us to visualize that it actually, in hotter weather, it keeps you cooler because it keeps the sun off your skin, right, Michael?
It does, and that's really, really important. The other thing you're going to find out is that you may be doing some other sport other than fishing or an observation sport. And about 4 years ago, I brought one of my masks to an event. So I said, what is he doing? He goes, he's keeping the sun out of his face. Well, nobody gave me any static. They said, where do we get those? Yeah. And so you tell people. So now, because it really is intense, I mean, we spent a lot of time talking to people about the damage. And my dermatologist is always down my throat about stuff. So he says, you know, you've got to cover up. And so we forget about that, especially in Southern California as things change.
Yeah. So there are good things that Fly Guys bring us, see?
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, speaking of fly fishing, I have to mention that we have been making an effort with Let's Talk Hookup for quite a while, and including one of our partners, the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishing, and Michael Schweit, who's been on the show many times and have been a big supporter of Let's Talk Hookup and fly fishing. And really, we're trying to make an effort to get people to understand that fly fishing is really fun. It's really a great sport, and it's a great activity for people here in Southern California. And you can do it on the beach, you can do it on the bay, or you can do it offshore, or you can do it in the Sierras. It's all fun. And the fun thing about fly fishing is that not only can you catch fish with it, but you can actually tie flies that mimic whatever you're going to go after and be very satisfied of catching a fish on something that you actually put together, right?
Yeah, and that's what's really neat. And I tell somebody, I used to tie when I was young, and I was doing lots of things, wrapping rods, and we were doing strange things that I mentioned earlier with large, large rods. But when you make a fly, whether it's for the Sierras, whether it's your first bonefish fly, whether it's a lefties, deceiver, whatever, there's nothing quite as rewarding as spending that first, maybe for your first time it takes you 15 minutes to wrap that versus five, but catching a fish on that. And you keep that fly as a great memento.
Yes. And the easiest flies to tie are saltwater flies.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, some of my earliest flies, somebody found a fly, and I was fixing a surfboard, and I was looking at this chunk of fiberglass cloth, and I said, you know what, if I cut this and color this and wrap it, I said, and attach a hook to it, I've got a fly. Well, people said, you can't do that. I said, nobody else has got a synthetic in the 60s. So we were doing strange stuff with strange materials that worked.
Yeah, indeed. So with that in mind, the Southwest Council every other week on Let's Talk Hookup is going to sponsor a fly fishing tip for Southern California anglers. And so here we go. The friendly fly fishing tip for the Southwest Council of International Federation of Fly Fishers. So here it is. While offshore season shows no signs of slowing down in the face of El Nino, most of us don't have access to a vessel that allows us to chase pelagics on a moment's notice. But now is a perfect time to chase smaller cousins on the fly in our many bays and inshore waters. All you need is a float tube, a stand-up paddleboard, or a kayak, and 7 or 8 weight fly rod and reel, which is perfect, a full sink line or an intermediate line even, and a number of differently weighted flies that we were just talking about that you can actually tie yourself. Work around structure and low light where calico bass take clousers and other bait fish patterns and drop with abandon. Strip your line faster and you might pick up a feisty bonito or a mackerel. Even trolling a fly behind your watercraft like a kayak or your float tube often pick up any number of bass and other species, maybe even San Diego a bonefish too. Just remember, tie a bungee to your fly rod, which is a good idea because you don't want to lose it over the side. Right, Michael?
You don't. And while I have a ton of friends that do this all the time because it's right in our backyard, which people forget, it's in their backyard, go do it, is that more than once somebody hooks up to something that they didn't think was going to take it, and all of a sudden they've got a chunk of gear gone. I mean, an expensive saltwater fly reel, an expensive rod, and so, yeah.
A definitely. Simple bungee.
Yeah.
Will do the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
a guy that hasn't done it and thinks, okay, you know, I want to try. I had a rad season. I had a lot of fun. I want to add something to the repertoire. I want to do something different. I want to try that. I want to go bay fishing, fly. What's the best, Mike, would you say, first outfit for a guy that's going to be a general purpose saltwater? Maybe he's going to go surf fishing. Maybe he's going to fish the bay.
Weight. You go get an 8-weight. There's a lot of great rods out there that are very affordable. And everybody thinks saltwater gear is really expensive. Well, a number of years, it really was, and there was very limited stuff. But over the last 10 or 15 years, there's some great rods at very affordable prices and great reels at very affordable prices. So you can spend $300-$500 for a complete setup line rod reel, but an 8-weight. It just, and you can use it if you want to go chase salmon, whatever, but you can use it in the surf. You can use it in the Keys. It's just the multifaceted.
Yeah,
that's the general purpose
yep.
rod.
Yeah,
yep.
And you can spend $1,000 on that outfit, and you can spend $150 on that outfit, and everything in between.
When you get serious, I mean, it's not that you're not serious, but I mean, somebody always asked me about my reels, and I use a very good friend's reels from Florida because I just beat the heck out of them, but they also will last me my lifetime if I wanted to. I mean, it's important because if you're starting to chase even bigger things, that drag becomes absolutely critical. So, but in
bigger
your own,
things meaning yellowtail,
well,
tuna.
Yeah. And we used to chase a little tuna with some friends on the East Coast, and I thought this is the craziest, stupidest thing I ever did. And in those days, we were chasing 100-pound tuna, which I thought now, I don't know what the world record is. You guys might know, but it's a lot bigger than 100 pounds. And I just said, I don't need to do this. Let's go down and chase tarpon. That's easier. You know, go chase 150-pound tarpon versus 100-pound tuna that's my, well, it's insanity. So
so I went to a seminar at Fastlane Kayaks the other day because they're going to be doing these fishing mission, fly fishing edition here, two of them, one in November, one in December, with Conway Bowman,
mm-hmm.
our good friend Conway, who's just fantastic. Conway is such a great teacher.
Yes.
And Conway was saying that kind of the new thing for saltwater anglers now is like a 7 to 7.6 foot fly rod instead of the long 9 foot fly rod, 8-9 weight, something like that. Full sinking line, anything from like a 100 to a 300 sink tip line.
Yeah, usually you get closer to 300. And the thing about length is, if you talk to the average fly fisherman, because you're so much into fishing, sometimes they don't understand where some of our standards come from, like a 9 foot. Well, 9 foot rods were originally created for line management on the water for trout fishing. Had a longer rod, you could manage line easier by mending, and that's what you did. Well, when we started chasing bigger fish with blue water, and I was talking to Joe Fisher in Nevada, trying to find a castable big game rod, and you know, Joe's been gone now for a number of years, but I said, we don't need a 9 foot rod. We're not mending. So I said, let's take it down to 8.6, 8 foot. So if you're chasing a particular fish, you're probably not mending to them, so you need something that's a large enough lever to fight the fish for you and no more.
And so a 7.6 is
yeah,
perfect. Yeah,
whatever it takes. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So I learned so much at this thing, and if you want to learn, if you want kind of want to get into this fly fishing thing on a kayak or a float tube, I would highly recommend you check out these things at Fastlane Kayak. He's going to be doing two, limited to 10 people apiece. Fishing Mission, Fly Fishing Edition, like I say, one in November and then one coming up in December that you can get on. And they're going to be doing them on those, the new Hobie Mirage Drive, the Pro Angler 14s, which you can stand up and cast in.
Cool
Pretty
stuff.
Amazing
Rad.
Stuff. Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Hey, well, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. We're coming in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Cold Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.